Good evening, Rabbosai. We're standing in Erev Shavuos at the threshold, in a certain sense, of Kabbalah HaTorah. I'd like to provide a little bit of perspective to Kabbalah HaTorah and perhaps talk about some halachas, some mitzvos that relate to Talmud Torah or perhaps to Kabbalah HaTorah, and perhaps to us or perhaps not to us, and you'll see what I mean as we go. Pasuk says, introducing the Aseres HaDibros in Dvarim, Raki Shamalchama od, I'm sorry, Raki Shamalcha, Shwanaf Shama, Pentish Kach Sadvarma Sharua Necha, Fanyasunum of Avachal, Koime Chayacha. You have to be very careful that you don't forget these things. We're going to have to translate what these things are, what the word Dvarim refers to, but before we do, notice that I highlighted or I bolded three words. Hishamar, Ushmar, Pen. So if you look at the Gemara in Menachas Tzadi Tesamud Beis, in the source number 2, Rish Lakish says, "Kol mishakech davar echad mitamuda over belav." If you forget something from your learning, you violate a losa asay. So, if you have never violated this avera, please raise your hand. I think the rest of us are going to just drink ourselves into in misery. Shneimar, and he quotes our pasuk, and he explains, "Dam Rabbi Avin, Dam Rabbi La, Kol Makom Shneimar he shomer or pen or al." So all of this lashon that the Gemara, that the pasuk uses of hishamer and pen, is lashon that denotes a losa asay. And not only that, Ravina says hishamer pen shnei lavin hinenhu. It says both the root of hisham, the shorish of shamar, and it has the root shorish of pen. So it's two losa asays if you forget Torah. And this is the kicker of Nachum by Yisakam v'shlosh alav shnemer hishamer ushmar pen. So therefore, there is an triple Issa D'oraisa that we are going to learn tonight. There's a triple Issa D'oraisa if a person forgets his Torah. That's what Rav Nachman suggests. Yachal, afil Nachman, and so perhaps you're overwhelmed with your learning. It's just going to be too overwhelming to remember everything. Okay. So the Gemara brings a pasuk that says that it's only if you were trying to, to be meisir et milibo. Like, for example, I don't know, you started studying other stuff that's not Torah, God forbid. That might be a way of being meisir min halev. I'm not sure how else meisir min halev would be. But either way, it's only if you, it's not just that you happen to forget something because you can't remember it. We all have that problem. It's a disease called being human. And that we're not held accountable, but we certainly see the chashivas, or the importance of not forgetting our learning. That fits very, very well with unkelus. Because if you look at the underlined word in source number 1, it says the word dvarim. And Dvarim, as the Gemara seems to understand, is the words of Torah. And that's how Unkelus teaches the Pasuk. Says Unkelus, L'chud is tamer lach, you should guard, u'tar nafshecha l'chada, you should protect yourself exceedingly. Deal with tisnashi, so that you don't forget, yas piskamaya. The pitgamim, the words, the phrases, the teachings of the Torah. That is Shitas, Unkelus, and as understood simply by the Gemara Menachas. Comes the Ramban, and I don't know what he does with the Gemara. He didn't forget about the Gemara. That was not a pun, or that was a pun. He didn't forget about the Gemara. But let's look at this, learn the Ramban together on this pasuk. Ava hakosav hazel afidaiti mitzvahs lo saseh. There's a lo saseh here, meaning it's not just that this is one of the, this is one of Moshe Rabbeinu's, mussar chastisements of waxing poetic about the importance of Torah, but it's actually a lo saseh that we're dealing with. I guess he's taking that Gemara that we saw about the Los Asays literally. His Yerbama Od, I assume His Yerbama Od relates to the fact that the Torah repeated the Issa D'oraisa more than once, but twice or three times. Kikasha Amash Nizar B'chol HaMitzvos. Now the Ramban is going to say the following. Let me say it out, so then we'll see it inside. The Ramban says that as a prelude to knowing what the mitzvahs are, it's important to know who's giving them. In other words, it's one thing if you walk into a new classroom and your teacher says, okay, these are the rules of the class, you have to follow them. It'll be something else if the teacher says, I am the teacher who is going to be giving you your grade and determining if you're going to get into graduate school or medical school or law school, and determining if anybody's going to want to marry you, and determining if you're going to be able to get a respectable job, and determining what kind of lifestyle you're going to lead. And I'm the guy who's telling you that you have to, these are the rules of our class. It's a very different experience. That Ramban says exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol is saying. Besides telling us, before telling us what the mitzvahs are, he wanted to tell us, like at the third line, not just to do the mitzvahs, but to warn us ahead of that, Lizkor me'ayin bo'elecha mitzvahs. Where do the mitzvahs come from? They come from a place called Har Sinai. And that was an incredible experience. Shel tishkach maimer Har Sinai. What should we not forget? So he's very specific. Mikol hadvar asherah osham inecha. Hakolos, halapidim, kvodo, godlo, dvarav asher shamat mitocha esh. And that, of course, that experience of seeing Hashem kivyachol at Har Sinai and seeing this incredible supernatural, you know, experience of seeing that which is heard and hearing that which is seen. And you should tell that to your kids. It's a diya called Dvan Shoei Necha, v'mamer ha-nech b'nahu l'vanech, l'vnei v'nech ad olam. Skip to the bottom paragraph. V'hato'eles b'mitzah hazaz g'dola ma'od. Perhaps the reason why the Torah is so emphasizing this mitzvah and repeats it, makes it into a triple issa d'oraisa potentially, might be because of the fundamental significance that this has in our entire religion, this specific pasuk. Because it's this fact that we receive the Torah at Sinai, and remembering the fact that we had that Sinai experience, I'm not talking about getting the Torah, I'm talking about the Sinai experience of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our own two eyes, that is what will be able to protect us from all the other religions of history. Shimhayu Divrei Torah, the bottom paragraph. Shimhayu Divrei Torah, Bamilein, Pi Moshe Bilvad. Let's say Torah came to us just through Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, we did learn, how much did we hear from Hashem at Maimon Har Sinai? We only learned two out of the 613 anyway. So let's say we didn't hear those two from Hashem. And in fact, we learned not only 611, but all 613 from Moshe Rabbeinu. So then, what would happen? We'd believe him. He's the Anav Mikol Adam. We, just like we believe him on 611, we believe on 613. We'd fulfill the Torah, we'd keep the Torah, but what's the but? Says Ramban, Afal Bisha Nevuasa Nisam Sab Osas Vimosim. However, we'd be worried. If there would be one day a prophet, a false prophet, or a dreamer, will stand up. If somebody, you know, in the year zero, for example, or in the year 660 something or other, comes up and says, I had a dream, or God came and talked to me, and you don't have to do this mitzvah, or I have some other mitzvahs for you. So maybe he's also charismatic, like, you know, Moshe wasn't necessarily charismatic. Maybe he also convinced us that that's the way to go. And therefore, for the fact that we had the Maimon Har Sinai, not just from Moshe Rabbeinu, we heard it directly from Hashem, there was no intermediary. Therefore, we could basically reject anybody who tries to change Torah. And this is, therefore, you flip the page over. Therefore, the mitzvah, this mitzvah of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai, is in a certain sense a protective case, a protective envelope to protect all of Torah, all of Yiddishkeit, for all generations from other religions.
Why not the Magos Bechoros? I mean, not the Ten Magos?
That proves that there's a God that doesn't tell us what the mitzvahs are. Here we're talking about Maimon Har Sinai, where we got the mitzvahs that say, you know, the Christians also believe that there were ten makos and there's a God. Okay, but they say there are other that mitzvahs have changed, that you have to throw out the previous book and buy the new book. So that's less the question. The question is more what mitzvahs should we do, and are the mitzvahs eternal? And by remembering Matan Maimon Har Sinai, that we got the mitzvahs directly from Hashem and not from a person, so nothing could change. Unless Hashem reveals himself to all of us again. All of us. The same way he did the first time. The Rambam, when he teaches the Pasuk, now keep in mind, this Ramban that we just learned was not like the Gemara, was not like Unkelus. The Gemara said that the Isser of this Pasuk is not to forget Torah. The Ramban is saying the Isser is forgetting the Maimon Har Sinai. And the Ramban is very clear at specifying that the word that he's seeing this, he says, what are you supposed to remember? And he says, all the incredible things that happened at Har Sinai. So when he is saying that, he means to fit it into the pasuk. When the pasuk says, Pentishka has dvarim asheru einecha, he's saying the word dvarim refers to not the words of Torah, but the items or the experiences that you saw at Har Sinai. Okay. Now, we don't have to go through the Ramban, but the Ramban appears in a second place also. The Ramban also appears not only in the Chumash, but also in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he argues on the Rambam. And the Rambam does not list in his Taryag Mitzvos the mitzvah of Zechiras Maimid Har Sinai. Comes the Ramban in his list of 14 or 16 mitzvos that the Rambam forgot to count. And comes the Ramban and says, you forgot, Mr. Rambam, you forgot the mitzvah of remembering Maamar Har Sinai. And he goes to the same discussion that he said that he spoke about in his commentary on the Pasuk in Devarim. And let's look at the bottom paragraph, and this is a little bit more than what he says in Devarim. He's bothered by a question. You see, the Gemara in Kiddushin learns this pasuk when it says, when the pasuk says, "Vahodatam levanechav levnei vanecha." A very important halacha is learned from that pasuk. "Vahodatam levanechav levnei vanecha." The Gemara in Kiddushin says that's the source that you have to teach your grandchildren Torah. "Vahodatam," you should inform them whatever the antecedent might be, "levanechav levnei vanecha." So, if that's the source for teaching grandchildren Torah, it's clear that this pasuk is referring to teaching Torah, not to Maamar Har Sinai. The antecedent of you should teach them, you should inform them to your grandchildren, is it inform the words of Torah or inform the experience of Har Sinai? So, according to the Gemara in Kedushin says, teach your grandchildren Torah to inform them the antecedent is Torah. So, therefore, the Ramban is bothered by that's against what he's been saying, because the Ramban has been teaching this pasuk to mean inform your, you should remember and you should not forget and you should inform your children of Maamar Har Sinai. So that's what the Ramban answers in the end of 6. Va'al titar ba'zeh. Don't be mistaken based on the drasha in Kiddushin Daf Lamed levanecha levnei vanecha b'limud Torah levnei banim. Ki limud emunas ha-Torah hu ha-limud ba-Torah. Wow. Wow. You know what he just said in these few words? He says that conveying emuna is itself teaching your grandchildren Torah. Teaching them Maamar Har Sinai, if the Torah is telling you, the Torah, as the Ramban understands, is saying only one thing. Nothing about teaching mitzvahs, nothing about remembering Torah, but remembering Maamar Har Sinai. And the Gemara deduces from the fact that you have to remember Maamar Har Sinai, and Maamar Har Sinai is part of Torah literature. So you see that you have to convey the message of Torah literature to your grandchildren, because not because the word Dvara means Torah, not because Vodatam Vanech Vanei Vanech is Advar Masher Uenecha, and the word Dvar means Torah. No, it's not. It's because you should convey the message of Maamar Har Sinai, that there was a Maamar Har Sinai, and the Gemara understands if there's a Emunah that you're teaching to your grandchildren. So Torah, Emunah is part of Torah. So if you have to teach Emunah, it must be that that's just part of the rest of that which you have to teach to your grandchildren, which is the rest of the Torah. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I don't want to say his name, but there was a certain Rebbe who was very philosophical. And he talked about God a lot. Very spiritual, philosophical, well-read in Kabbalah. And he used to talk about Hashem all the time. And he used to point out that it sounds like you're not talking about Torah when he talks about Emunah. And he says, no. Anelchi Hashem Elokecha is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. So you're learning the mitzvah of Emunah is to learn, let me rephrase that. Emunah is to learn the halachas of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is one of the Tayyag mitzvahs. It has halachas. What are the halachas? What am I supposed to believe? That which I'm supposed to believe is a kiyum of that mitzvah, that one of the Tayyag mitzvahs of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's almost hinted to a little bit in this Ramban. But now, look what the Ramban says about the mitzvah of Maamar Har Sinai. I underline this, and this is going to be important because not everyone's going to agree to this. The end of source number 6, right before 7. He mitzvah olamis, v'im kol doros yidaber. This mitzvah, to remember Maamar Har Sinai, is an eternal mitzvah. Shlo yishkechu inyon ha-maamar ha-hu, sheyekol adam b'maris enei ha-mashmias haznaim. Everyone should have it as though alive before our eyes. And the Rambam forgot to count this mitzvah, this eternal mitzvah. Now, when we think of why the Rambam omits certain mitzvahs, why does he omit mitzvahs? There are a few reasons. There are many reasons he could omit a mitzvah. He doesn't consider it to be a mitzvah. Or it's a mitzvah, but it's part of another mitzvah. Or maybe sometimes the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that are a fixed time in history. He only counts in the Tayyag mitzvahs those mitzvahs that are eternal. Maybe the Rambam holds it's not an eternal mitzvah. Well, why would this not be an eternal mitzvah? We'll see, because somebody's going to say that. So that might be one pshat why the Rambam omits it. Another pshat why the Rambam might omit it is because it's part of Talmud Torah. We'll have to see. I want to share with you We're going to skip the Aruch HaShulchan and go to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav on the bottom. The Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, first says something I don't understand. It almost looks to me like it's a mistake, which I'm sure is not the case. Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Besor Samarit. Zechiris Maimed HaSinai, Umaisa Amalek, Umaisa Miri, Umaisa Egel, Hein Mitzvos, Asei Shel Torah. Why is he calling Maimed HaSinai Mitzvos Asei? Isn't it Mitzvos Los Asei? Didn't the Gemara say explicitly? Yes, I understand Zechiris Miriam is a mitzvah. You're supposed to remember Hasinai? Where does it say that in the Torah?
This court, remember.
Where does it say that in the Torah? It said three times, don't forget. I don't remember where it says to remember. So I don't know why he's calling it a mitzvah to say, after the Rabban himself said, the Rambam didn't count it at all as a mitzvah, and the Rambam who did count it said explicitly in the first line of the Rambam that it's a mitzvah in the first Rambam and that it's a mitzvah zos asay. Okay, so either way, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav assumes that you have a mitzvah asay to remember my Amalek, of course, Miriam, the Maaseh Egel, and he says that they're all actually hinted to in Kriya Shema. Look at how he says it. On the top of page 3, Tov lezachar and etzel Kriya Shema. When you're saying Kriya Shema, you should have the following kavanos. Shekriyomer uvanu v'charta in Avarabba, right before Kriya Shema. Yizkor matan tor v'kirvas tanu l'har Sinai. When it says l'shimcha ha-gadol, look at this. When it says, when you say the words l'shimcha ha-gadol, you should remember Maisa Amalek. Why does Shimcha Gadol is Zecher to Maisa Amalek? Because what was the point of Amalek? They wanted to be Meshacheach Shem Hashem, right? She'ein Hashem Shalom Ad Shimach Hezara. When we say in Birchas Kriya Shema, Lahodos Lecha, well, what's the point of Lahodos? Hapelo Nivra El Lahodos Lo Dabra Lashon Hara. That's a little far-fetched, isn't it? Shimon, you see that? Lahodos Lecha, you gave us the ability to thank you, meaning that we shouldn't say Lashon Hara. That's a little far-fetched, if you ask me. That's the mitzvah, remembering Miriam, to not say Lashon Hara. Okay. The next one also is not so great. Fourth one, Uzchaitim is Komitzos Hashem. That's in Shema. That's referring to Shabbos, which is Shkula Kenegan Kol HaMitzvos. Also not so direct. The next one, Umaisa Egel, this is Gishmak. Yesh Mishomer Siyizkar, Kshom Liachedcha Bi'ahava. We should accept you and your unity, Ba'ava, and not like that time in history when we accepted an idol and there was some other Ahava that we had. Okay, that I could almost hear. Either way, this Shulchan Aruch HaRav is assuming that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to remember, and says that we could do it every day to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Well, keep in mind, if it's a mitzvah sase, then you have to figure out how you do it every day. If it's a mitzvah lo sase, you don't have to figure out when to do a lo sase because you don't do lo sase. You just have to make sure that your life goes by without ever violating the lo sase. So that's why the two, you know, that which he's assuming that it's an ase fits with that which he wants to be a time that you're going to be mazkirit. Now, the next Shulchan Aruch HaRav talks about something and brings us into the real topic of tonight's shiur. The real topic of tonight's shiur is the following. What's the point? Why would Hashem make there an Isser to forget Torah? You'll say, because you shouldn't forget Torah. But I'll argue something different. I'll argue, you know why you can't forget Torah? Because if you forget Torah, then guess what? It's not you forgot Torah, it's that a chunk of Torah will be lost. You hear the difference? You forgetting Torah, nah, that's not what Hashem's worried about. If you forget Torah, then there's going to be a loss of what the entity of Torah contains. If that's the case, then guess what? Maybe there was a shift. Maybe this halacha, this mitzvah of not forgetting Torah, is not an eternal mitzvah. Why? Okay, maybe this mitzvah only applied when there was a point in history when you weren't allowed to write down Torah. Dvarim she'bal peh, yetai rashei la'omrim, l'kosvam. But nowadays, once Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi came around and changed the halacha and says that you're allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, so maybe there's no longer an issur of forgetting Torah. You know why? Because even if I forget Torah, I forgot what the Mishnah says. I forgot what the first mission of brachas. You know what? No problem. I could open up a sefer and look up the mission of brachas. When was there an issa d'oraisa? When you're forgetting the Torah will mean that Torah will be forgotten. But nowadays that it's written, my forgetting Torah won't let Torah be forgotten. Torah will continue in its primacy. Not in my mind, but in the book. And the next generation could open the book if they didn't hear it from me. Ooh. With that in mind, let's see how. Now we could first of all appreciate maybe why the Rambam didn't say that Torah is one of the, that why not forgetting Torah is one of the Tayag mitzvos. Not that the Ramban said, Mr. Rambam, you forgot this mitzvah of Maimon or Zechiris Maimon Hasina. The Rambam is going to say, I didn't forget it. First of all, the Rambam will say, I hold it's not a mitzvah of Maimon Hasina, it's a mitzvah of not forgetting Torah. And the reason why I didn't count it in Tayag is because it's not eternal. It only applies until Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So long as there was Isser to write down Torah, then there's an Isser to forget Torah. But once you're allowed to write it down, we don't have to be worried about you forgetting it. Let's look at this Shulchan Aruch HaRav and see his take on this matter. And he's going to come up with something with an unusual conclusion with a different twist.
According to that understanding, so what's the Pasuk saying if it comes when it's no longer a problem?
He's saying that you should teach your children for as long as, meaning you have this, the Issa d'oraisa won't apply once the, it's not a good, meaning, the Issa d'oraisa, the formal Issa d'oraisa won't apply once there's a heter to write down Torah.
Yeah, but
even though the pasuk says you should tell your children, your grandchildren, yeah, but once there's, you can write it down, which will be, you know, 1,000 years after Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that, then it's not going to be an Issa d'oraisa.
But even if you write it down, you could still misunderstand the meaning.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, you're making a good point. Okay. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and he's going to present us something very interesting. First of all, he tells us how we're supposed to learn. He outlines for us how we're supposed to learn. Now, in general, Shulchan Aruch Rav is basically, I know Shechter likes to present it as like this, that the Shulchan Aruch Rav basically is a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, basically, like a Chai Adam. Except with his machlokas, Shach and Taz, or Taz and Magen Avram, then he'll tell you who to paskin like. With one exception, that is Hilchas Tamat Torah. In Hilchas Tamat Torah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya, went, you know, overboard, and he wrote the most incredible piece to, you know, he redid everything. And he presents his sheet of Lima. He says, how are you supposed to learn? He says, when you learn, you're not supposed to just learn something two or three times, you're supposed to learn something many, 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 many times. And look at what he says. On the second paragraph of source number 9, Hilchas Tamat Torah, Perek Beis. Hamishna v'hatalmud shein halachas psukos b'tamein tzorich lachzor le b'kifle kiflaim yosem emikra. You have, when you teach your kid, you have to learn chumash many times. But mishnayis and gemara, you have to learn twice, 10 times as many times as you chazer the psukim. Why? Ki torah shebichsav iyatara sheilomar balpeh. So you're not supposed to learn it by heart. So there's no point in trying to memorize chumash. Vashenking torah shebalpeh, hamishna v'hatalmud, the whole point, the way Torah was formulated, was that Torah Shebaal Peh was supposed to be memorized. And therefore the Torah, when it gave us the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnayos and Gemara, the whole point was that it should be memorized, and therefore Chayiv min HaTorah, lachzor alein kol kach, ad shetei mishnas usdura ushigura b'fiv kol kach, that you should be able to, yuchal lahashiv lo miyad b'li gimgum, right, the pasuk says, shinam ton levanecha, that divrei Torah have to be sharp in your mouth. That you should be able to respond immediately if somebody asks you a question. Look at the next line. V'lachein, gam achshav shenichtava Torah shebaal peh, v'yochal ayin b'svarim, eino yotze yedei chavoso b'zeh, mitzvahs v'shinantam. Nowadays, do I need to fulfill v'shinantam? After all, everything's written down. I could just look it up. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, no, you don't fulfill if you learn something. Remember, whenever you learn, you have two choices. You could either learn more and more and more items, or you could take an item that you learned already and learn it many, 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 many times. And it's going to be one at the expense of another. If I want to go Vaitar, it's going to be at the expense of Chazara. If I Chazar, it's at the expense of going Vaitar in Shas. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you're going to go Vaitar, yeah, you want to go Vaitar. The problem is you're not going to remember what you learned, so then you're going to be Vaitar, even though you could look it up nowadays. In the old days, you couldn't look it up. Nowadays, you could look it up. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I don't care if you could look it up because you're not going to be able to fulfill v'shinantam levanecha. Sheyehe mechudadim b'ficha. Why? Because the moment that it takes for you, does it say it here? He's going to say it better in the next paragraph. Look at this, Shulchan Aruch Rav in source number 10. Give me one, hold on 1 sec. Look at source number 10. He says, Gam Achshav, in the second, in source number 10, the underlined lines. Gam Achshav, Shenichtav Atosh Shabal Peh, V'yucha L'ayin Svarim B'mashach Shachach, Ein Zemoel Klum. It doesn't help. Kimiyat Sheshachach over B'lav, Kodem Sheya'ayin. That's a subtle point. When you forget something, you say, it's okay if I forgot it because I could just look it up. But from the moment that you forgot it until you looked it up, you forgot it. So why is that significant? Now he says, Kemo b'yamei, just like in the olden days when it was also to write Torah down, sh'over b'lav b'shasha shocheach, af sh'achar kach, yachzor v'yishal mirabo. In the olden days when it was also to write Torah down, let's say you forgot Torah. So we say you violated an issur d'oraisa of forgetting Torah. Why? I could ask my Rebbe tomorrow. Yeah, but right now you forgot. So he says, there's no change. When you nowadays can write Torah down, so you're going to argue there's no issur for me forgetting Torah because I can just look it up? No, but there is the same issur that applied from the time you forgot till you could ask your Rebbe in the olden days. That same problem applies nowadays when you could look it up from the time you forgot till you look it up. And just like in the olden days, everyone agrees that there was an issur d'oraisa to forget Torah. Oh, but you could ask your Rebbe to remind you, but there's still an issur d'oraisa in the meanwhile. So too now, you say, oh, but I could ask my sefer, because now we could write things down. No, you still had that gap that's going to be a violation of an issur d'oraisa. And therefore, he concludes that this issur of not forgetting Torah applies even after we have the permission to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. And furthermore, he adds one line just to, you know, nail the nail in the coffin. V'oh, the last line of source number 10, Shemitzvah's Torah lo tishtana b'shini hadoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change mitzvahs. The fact that at one point in history, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi made the adjustment that now you're allowed to write the Torah, Shebaal Peh, down, that's not going to change the mitzvah of the Issur d'oraisa for getting Torah. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, not like the position I argued earlier, that maybe life changed once there is a permission to write Torah. The Issur d'oraisa for getting Torah applies equally nowadays because of that gap that might exist between from the moment you forget to the moment you have a chance to look it up. Yeah.
But when Yeshua forgot the halachas because of his response to Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe was dead. Moshe Rabbeinu was not living anymore. So how could he go and ask him? He was lost forever. Those halachas.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I think you right. I hear your point.
So what about just learning Torah and that? Everyone has a different understanding, a different level of learning. Just learning itself, you're doing the mitzvah of learning.
Here we're not talking about the mitzvah of learning. Here we're talking about a separate issur d'oraisa to forget your learning.
Forgetting or not, that's not what learning Torah is about. Someone can be smarter than the next or remember more than the next. The fact that you learn Torah, that's the mitzvah that you have. So all of a sudden, you're making a negative part that if you forget it, by the way, now you're over something.
Right. If I skip that part of the... The Shulchan Aruch Rav in source number 9 talks about the way to learn is that you're supposed to learn until you remember something and then move to the next thing. Meaning you and I don't do this. But the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you should learn a Mishnah. And then learn it again until you know it by heart. And then go to Mishnah Beis. And then learn those two. When you know those two by heart, then learn Mishnah Gimel. It's not like go through Mishnah, you know, I'm making a Siyam on, you know, like making a Siyam, I'm going to make a Siyam in 30 days and I'll just learn the Mishnayos, every few Mishnayos every day. No. You can't go to the next Mishnah until you finish what you learned first. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to finish up with the Mishnah, which we could have started with. And this Mishnah is going to be a little bit difficult, of course, to the Ramban. The Ramban, who learned that the mitzvah is Maimed Harsinai, to remember Maimed Harsinai, comes to Mishnah and says, takes this pasuk and says, no. Kol shocheach, bottom of page 3, kol shocheach tavarecha mi mishnah, samala alav hakasu kilu mitzchayev benafsho. If you forget something that you learned, so it's like the Gemara said, you violate this pasuk, etc., etc. On that Mishnah, look at source number 12. And then we're going to finish with one very cute verse from the Apirion. Source number 12 is a likut based on Reb Chaim Volozhin's teachings. I think his Talmud, maybe it was his son, Reb Itzela, or maybe a Talmud, asked Reb Chaim Volozhin the following. Sha'alti inyan ha-shochech davar echa mi-mishnasa. The Mishnah says that if you forget davar echa mi-mishnasa, you must chayv benafsho. So he asked Reb Chaim Volozhin, like, is that really true? Veheshev, look at this. Dezeh ne'emar bedoros harishonim. This iser d'oraisa, to not forget Torah, only applied bedoros harishonim, shehilomdim va'al peh. For us, I don't know if he's talking about the iser d'oraisa, he's at least talking about the severity of mischayev benafsho. Va'az im yishkel k'tovar echad, mischayev benafsho, because something will be lost. Aval aleinu lo ne'emar. Kula from Reb Chaim Volozhin. If you forget Torah, you're not going to be, at least, I don't know if it's a violation of the Nisa Daraisa, but at least it's not going to be Mischayev Benafsho. Because nowadays, what's the worst comes to worst if I forget something? I could just look it up. It's not lost forever. So Reb Chaim Volozhin is taking that opinion that we suggested before, that maybe life changed and this mitzvah changed once you're allowed to write Torah down from the time of Yehuda Nafsi. I'll finish off with a beautiful vart that's really a great Dvar Torah for Parshas Hazinu. The Sefer Apirion, which is the same author as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or Shlomo Gansfried, I think, wrote Sefer Apirion on Chumash, beautiful varts, vartlach, and he's explaining the pasuk of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, with which we'll finish. V'ata kisvu l'chem es ha'shir ha'zos, sima b'fihem. Those are the last two words, not written down there. Chazal say, of course, that this is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, and Sima Befihem refers to Tosha Baal Peh, meaning Kisvu Lachem, you write down the Tosha Bechsav, and Sima Befihem is Torah Shabal Peh. So this pasuk is really telling you that you should have both. Kisvu Lachem as Hashir Rezoz, write down Torah Shabechsav. Sima Befihem is to continue the train of Torah Shabal Peh. With this, says Rosh Lomo Gansu, the Sefer Apirion, and Gevald Gevart. What's the first word of the pasuk? Ve'ata. What does that pasuk word add? What in the world, did you ever wonder this? You've heard Hazinu 500 times. What does the first word ve'ata add to this mitzvah? If I just told you, there's a mitzvah called Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZoz. What does the word ve'ata tell you with an ayin? Now, says the Sefer Apirion, based on everything that we just said tonight, it all comes together beautifully. What does ata tell you, says the Sefer Apirion? When is there a mitzvah to write Torah down, but Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZoz, but Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't write down, you have to leave as Baal Peh. That's only Ata. Ata, you have a din to Kisvu Es Hashir, write the Sefer Torah Shebichsav, and Sima B'fihem, and keep in oral form, Torah Shebaal Peh. But it's only Ata. And that's why it says Ata. But in the future, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, Hashem is telling us, in the future, the time of Yehuda HaNasi, there's going to be a switch, and you will be able to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the Ve'ata limits the Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZoz and Sima B'fihem, referring to Torah Shebaal Peh. It's only Ata, but in the future, B'zman Hazeh, we will be able to write down Torah Shebichsav. We will be able to, I'm sorry, to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. We should be Zocha Be'ez Hashem to remember both the way the Ramban understands, we should remember Har Sinai, and perhaps if we appreciate how great Har Sinai was, and the incredible Maimon of Har Sinai, that will help us appreciate the learning that you and I do every day, and that will help us fulfill the other understanding of the pasuk, that we shouldn't forget any learning that we do, because as the Ramban says, if we realize where the learning is coming from, we'll realize how chashuv learning is. And the more we appreciate, you realize how important something is, the better you treat it, the better we'll chazer, the more we'll understand it, the more we'll plumb its depths, and we should be zocha to be kone the Torah on Shavuos Be'ezus Hashem. Hashem should give us a year full of ruchnias, full of Torah, in depth, in breadth, in memory, and we should be zocha to have hatzlach in our learning.
Thank you all for coming.
Teaching grandchildren nowadays, is that applicable as opposed to learning your children to teach your grandchildren?
There's a